Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. That's Richard Marks' Wait for the Sunrise on 1FM live and local at 7:09. And that's what we have been doing down here at Victoria Park Lake this morning, waiting for the sunrise, but the sun has definitely risen and it is a beautiful autumn day. We're broadcasting live from the south end of Shepparton's Victoria Park Lake as part of increasing awareness of Greater Shepparton City Council's draft climate emergency plan. The council needs your input on this right now and for the next 2 weeks. Now, joining me here in the Great Things Happen Here truck is John Pettigrew. He is a part of the GV Environment Group, also the environment group Slap Tomorrow, and he's also been involved in the fruit industry for many years. Good morning, John.
Good morning. A beautiful morning it is.
If we can just get in a word in over these Corellas, we're just, the birds are going crazy. I don't know if they go crazy like this every morning, perhaps.
I suspect they do, but yes. as a Golden Valley Environment Group member, I certainly can't say anything against.
No, you
the
can't,
Corellas.
Even though they have, served up their fair share of challenges, haven't they?
They have.
Okay, John. So you've been involved in the sort of local environment scene for some time. As I said, the Greater Shepparton's Climate Emergency Action Plan is out for comment at the moment. No doubt you've had a chance to have a look at it. What do you think of this document?
I like the document so far. We've certainly had a good chance to have a look at it. I've been part of a steering committee that's been responsible for perhaps overseeing the development of the plan, just checking that all the consultation that's we've maximised the input of community to date, and I think it's an excellent document, but now's the time when we need further input from the community to fine-tune it and have it form a final draft.
Why is community input so important?
Well, I think the community will be involved in implementing the plan. It's certainly led by council, but the strength of it is the linking with our communities, our industries, and all of the broader city council area.
Based on the plan, again, if I can just get a word in over these birds, based on the plan, what are the key community actions that need to be taken?
Well, I think there's we start with advocacy from council. We in early identified was the need for leadership in this, and we're all leaders in our community, but council are in a new unique position. So in that regard, I look to council for advocacy in getting the sort of infrastructure that we need for the future into our area. But more broadly, it can be household, how we implement solar energy, perhaps renewable energy. Some of the challenge facing by our rural industries, the fruit industry, the dairy industry, those will pose different threats, different opportunities, and we'll have varying solutions, but the plan identifies many of the options that are available.
I mean, the main thing is reducing emissions on so many different fronts, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the terms mitigating and adapting are often confusing to the community, and mitigating is certainly just a matter of reducing emissions. That's part of it. But at the same time, we have to adapt, and adapting might be nothing more than planting a tree to shade your front door, or putting up some blinds, air conditioning, things like that. So the plan is certainly split into mitigation and adaption.
I mentioned earlier you spent many years in the fruit industry. What are some of the effects of climate change you're seeing in that area? Because agriculture is obviously a key pillar of this whole plan.
Yes, the fruit industry certainly had some challenges with the extreme temperatures, irrigation systems that weren't really designed for evaporation rates that we've been experiencing at times more recently. The effect of extreme temperatures on fruit, scalding and things like that. So we've already seen some big changes in the fruit industry with the shade cloth overhead sprinklers in some orchards that we wouldn't have dreamt that we'd be putting on overhead sprinklers only a few years ago, I suspect.
We've pretty much got a small window of opportunity now to act and to keep temperatures from rising too much. It's pretty dire, really, isn't it?
It's a big challenge because it's a global challenge, and there's always debate on how much change or what we can do here and how that affects. But I think, again, we get back to leadership, and unless you're prepared to take a lead, you can't expect others to follow. And quite frankly, we're in a unique position here. We can afford to make the changes. Many parts of the world will find it difficult, and if we don't lead, we can't expect them to take it seriously.
How do you feel about our prospects to be able to meet those challenges?
Well, my feelings change almost daily with what's happening in the Ukraine now. That's certainly, to describe it as a distraction is probably a bit severe, but the world has many, many challenges, and I would contend that climate change is right up there with them. But it's a matter of us all working together. And look, I am hopeful. I have children, grandchildren that I desperately hope that we can succeed.
Well, the alternative doesn't look too pretty, does it?
No, the alternative will certainly pose some threats, and we're seeing them around the world now. The flooding, the fires. The flooding's an interesting one. That was one of the early predictions, was that with higher temperatures, higher evaporation rates, more moisture in the atmosphere, more rainfall. It's just that rainfall doesn't fall necessarily where it fell previously, and that's why our area here is widely expected to be drier.
Hotter and drier, yes.
Yes, where areas we're seeing up north in Australia are certainly hotter, but also much, much wetter.
There go the corellas again, moving right in on top of us.
They are.
Okay, I will just try and raise my voice a bit. Just before I let you go, John, because I'm sure you've got your day to get on with, sometimes climate change can seem a bit overwhelming. It seems like a huge problem. As individuals, if there was one thing I could do today to make a difference to climate change, what would that be?
I think it'd be look at your lifestyle. Renewable energy is an obvious one. But the way you move around town, even how many trips you make, things like that.
Would you be urging me to get an electric car?
I would if you could afford it. At the moment, there's affordability does come into it, but no, electric cars will be commonplace before long. Really commonplace.
Even better, ride your bike.
Yes, I've just moved into Shepparton, and I'm going back to riding a bike after about 40 years.
Well done. It's something that we could all do.
It's something everyone can do. Yeah.
Or you could just, I think I actually prefer running. I don't like bikes. Not a biker. But your point is that there are small things that can make a big difference.
Correct.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, John Pettigrew of GV Environment Group and SLAP Tomorrow, and been in the fruit industry for many years. We're down at Victoria Park Lake, broadcasting live. Thanks so much for your time, John.
That's
beautiful
perfect.
Morning.
It is beautiful morning. We're fortunate.
We are. We have to remember that too. Not all doom and gloom here at Victoria Park Lake this morning, that's for sure. Especially since Sharon Terry has bought coffee. Things are looking even better.
It's Mum's birthday this week. I must grab her a card and prezi. What should I get?
Go to Focus Cards and Gifts at the Fryer Street end of the Maud Street Mall. They have a huge range to choose from.
Aren't council redeveloping the mall?
They are, but all of the shops are still open and the works are fenced off. It will look great when it is all done.
Okay, let's get down to Focus Cards and Gifts. I'll check Google for their opening hours.
Yep, they're open now. Let's go. It also says they take ZipPay, Amex and most other cards. Mum's birthday prezi is sorted.
Station sponsor.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
Termites are on the move. Sadly, their most favourite food is our houses. It doesn't take long for termites to destroy a home, and termite damage is not covered under your home insurance. You should have a termite inspection every year. That's right, every year. Can you remember when you had your house inspected last? We are fully licensed termite technicians. We do termite inspections. We even do termite protection systems. Jason's Pest Control would like to help keep termites out of your house. 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.